Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered by ways to the strangers, under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 3:12-13. 3. Obedience day beloved contents. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Psalm 106:3. Whosoever shall do, and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19. Hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes, and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in, and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Keep therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom, and your understanding, in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Deuteronomy 4:1-6. Keep therefore the words of this covenant, and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Deuteronomy 29:9. A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Deuteronomy 11:27. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them, and with their children forever. Deuteronomy 5:29. It shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep, and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant, and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. Deuteronomy 7:12. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in, and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. Deuteronomy 6:3-18-19. Ye shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. Leviticus 25:18-19. If ye will fear the Lord, and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye, and also the king that reigneth over you, continue following the Lord your God. 1 Samuel 12:14. Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children, to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing ye shall prolong your days, in the land whither ye go over Jordan, to possess it. Deuteronomy 32:46-47. That the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, when thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 13:17-18. Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. 2 Chronicles 15:7. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant, and his testimonies. Psalm 25:10. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. Job 36:11. If ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Exodus 19:5. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Psalm 119:1-2-6. The Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God, then shalt thou prosper. If thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. 1 Chronicles 22:12-13. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul. Proverbs 19:16. O that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Isaiah 48:18. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Revelation 22:14. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Jeremiah 7:23. Keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. 1 Kings 2:3. See, I have set before thee this day life, and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day, to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live, and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee. Deuteronomy 30:15-16. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. John 13:17. To him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Psalm 50:23. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. John 7:17. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, and sister, and mother. Matthew 12:50. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James 1:25. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Proverbs 29:18. The doers of the law shall be justified. Romans 2:13. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. Those things which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians 4:9. Obeying Christ's table of contents. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. John 15:10. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5:9. If thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Exodus 23:22. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and say upon his God. Isaiah 50:10. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. John 8:51. He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew 7:24. 25. 4. To sincerity and uprightness. Table of contents. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. Psalm 18:25. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. 1 Chronicles 29:17. The righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. Psalm 11:7. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Proverbs 10:29. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way. Proverbs 13:6. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Psalm 119:80. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Psalm 125:4. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Psalm 37:18. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. Psalm 15:1, 2. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. Such as are upright in their way are his delight. Proverbs 11:3, 6, 20. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. The upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Proverbs 2:7, 21. The prayer of the upright is his delight. Proverbs 15:8. They that deal truly are his delight. Proverbs 12:22. Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? Micah 2:7. If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. 1 John 3:21. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. Romans 14:22. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. Proverbs 21:18. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Job 8:6. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Proverbs 28:10, 18, 20. 5. To the love of God table of contents. God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him. Nehemiah 1:5. All things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Psalm 91:14. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Psalm 37:4. Shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Exodus 20, 6. God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. It shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain, and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. Deuteronomy 11:13, 14. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. Psalm 145, 20. If any man love God, the same is known of him. 1 Corinthians 8:3. Let them that love him be, as the sun, when he goeth forth in his might. Judges 5:31. Heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him. James 2:5. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. Daniel 9:4. To the love of Christ table of contents. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:8. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Ephesians 6:24. The crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James 1:12. I love them that love me, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Proverbs 8:17, 21. 6. To trusting, and patiently waiting on God table of contents. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Psalm 18:30. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Psalm 2:12. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Psalm 125:1. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalm 31:19-24. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Psalm 26:1. The Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalm 34:8-84:12. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Psalm 40:4. In God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalm 56:4. Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad, and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah 25:9. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid, until he see his desire upon his enemies. Psalm 112:7-8. Trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The Lord shall help them, and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked, and save them, because they trust in him. Psalms 37:3-9-40. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Isaiah 30:18. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Isaiah 49:23. He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Proverbs 28:25. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Psalm 146:5. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Proverbs 16:3-20. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26:3-4. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Jeremiah 17:7-8. We are saved by hope. Romans 8:24. He knoweth them that trust in him. Nahum 1:7. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 29:25. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5:7. I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Micah 7:7. He that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain. Isaiah 57:13. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Psalm 34:22. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3:25-26. 7. To the fear of God table of contents. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him. Psalm 85:9. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Psalm 115:13. By the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. Proverbs 16:6. It shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Ecclesiastes 8:12. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. Psalm 128:1. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Psalm 31:19. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalm 25:14. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Psalm 103:11. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Proverbs 3:7-8. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 14:26-27. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. Psalm 147:11. His mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Luke 1:50. Whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Acts 13:26. In every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. Acts 10:35. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Malachi 4:2. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Proverbs 19:23. Honoring God table of contents. Them that honor me I will honor. 1 Samuel 2:30. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Proverbs 3:9, 10. 8. To prayer table of contents. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Psalm 145:18. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Psalm 18:3. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy. Job 33:26. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Psalm 10:17. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in a year. Exodus 34:24. What nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things, that we call upon him for? Deuteronomy 4:7. Thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Psalms 86:5, 7. It is good for me to draw near to God. Psalm 73:28. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4:8. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Joel 2:32. The Lord hath heard my supplication, the Lord will receive my prayer. Psalm 6:9. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. I will increase them with men, like a flock. Ezekiel 36:37. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:14-16. See Promises of Hearing Prayer, Part 1, Chapter 3, Sect. 6. Evening, and morning, and at noon, will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Psalm 55:17. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace thereby. Good shall come unto thee. Job 22:21. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:12, 13. Seeking God table of contents. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. 1 Chronicles 28:9. Ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. If from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart, and with all thy soul. Deuteronomy 4:29. If thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Job 8:5-6. Seek ye me, and ye shall live. Amos 5:4. Your heart shall live that seek God. Psalm 69:32. Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 9:10. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. Isaiah 45:19. The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. Ezra 8:22. Seek the Lord, till he come, and rain righteousness upon you. Hosea 10:12. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Lamentations 3:25. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him. Acts 17:27. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. 2 Chronicles 15:2. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Secret prayer table of contents. Thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6:6. Praising God table of contents. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Psalm 135:3. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Psalm 69:30-31. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Psalm 92:1-2. Desires of grace table of contents. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Psalm 81:10. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Revelation 21:6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:6. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy, and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, and without price. Isaiah 55:1. Jesus stood, and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me, and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John 7:37-38. 9. To wisdom and knowledge table of contents. To the wise table of contents. Whoso findeth me wisdom findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Proverbs 8:35. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb, and the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their dark sayings. Proverbs 1:5-6. Good understanding giveth favor. Proverbs 13:15. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. Proverbs 9:12. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof reproofeth. Proverbs 10:17. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Proverbs 4:6-9. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The wise shall inherit glory. Proverbs 3:13-18, 35. The fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Proverbs 11:29. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. Proverbs 21:20. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Proverbs 19:8. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. Proverbs 16:20-22. Wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Ecclesiastes 7:12. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs 24:3-5, 13, 14. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Ecclesiastes 10:10. Whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Proverbs 28:26. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom. Proverbs 12:8. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Proverbs 15:24. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. Ecclesiastes 8:1. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. Daniel 2:21. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them? Hosea 14:9. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. The wise shall understand. Daniel 12:3-10. Whoso is wise, and will observe these things, even they shall understand the lovingkindness of the Lord. Psalm 107:43. Love and study of wisdom table of contents. Then shall we know, if we follow unto know the Lord. Hosea 6:3. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 8:17. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Proverbs 4:13. Hear counsel, and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Proverbs 19:20. If thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:3-5. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches, and wealth, and honor. 2 Chronicles 1:11-12. Knowledge of God and Christ table of contents. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Psalm 91:14. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:2-3. Learning of Christ's table of contents. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:29-10. To a due regard to the word of God table of contents. To hearing and reading the word table of contents. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Proverbs 8:34. Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Isaiah 2:3. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1:21. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5:39. Unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Mark 4:24-25. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. Isaiah 55:2-3, 10-12. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Revelation 1:3. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. Romans 1:16. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. James 1:21. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. 2 Peter 1:19. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Psalm 19:7-8-11. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Proverbs 6:23. The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119:105. For the word of God is quick, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Loving the word, table of contents. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119:165. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Psalm 112:1. Trembling at the word, table of contents. He that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Proverbs 13:13. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66:2. 11. Meditation, table of contents. Mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. Proverbs 14:22. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. Psalm 37:31. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua 1:8. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart, and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Deuteronomy 11:18-21. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Psalm 119:9. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Isaiah 64:5. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established, or all thy ways shall be ordered aright. Proverbs 4:26. 5. My soul shall be satisfied, as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Psalm 63:5-6. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Psalm 103:17-18. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalm 1:2-3. 12. To fasting table of contents. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, Where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and pity his people. Joel 2:15-18. Fasting in secret table of contents. Thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, 18, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Matthew 6:17-18. 13. To baptism table of contents. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:16. Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:27. Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. Wherein that is, in the ark few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:20-21. Know ye not, that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. 14. To the Lord's Supper Table of Contents. We have been all made to drink into one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians 10:16. Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew 26:26-28. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6:54-57, 63. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. Song of Solomon 5:1. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Song of Solomon 2:3, 4. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. Isaiah 25:6-15. To good discourse stay, beloved, contents. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Proverbs 15:4-23. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day, when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Malachi 3:16-17. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Proverbs 13:2. Pleasant words are, as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. Proverbs 16:24. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18:20-21. The mouth of the upright shall deliver them. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. The tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 12:6-14, 18. The government of the tongue, table of contents. The lips of the wise shall preserve them. Proverbs 14:3. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proverbs 21:23. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips, that they speak no guile. 1 Peter 3:10. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. Proverbs 13:3. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12:37-16. To watchfulness stay, beloved, contents. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Happy is the man that feareth Yahweh, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Proverbs 28:14. Watch ye therefore, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you I say unto all. Watch. Mark 13:35, 36, 37. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth, and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Revelation 16:15. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching, and will come forth, and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. Luke 12:37-38.